were buried, my mother, well, my daddy was buried. To dug it up, and there was some, very few bones left. He died in 32, my mother died in 52. But they don't do that no more. You gotta, for a number of years now, you gotta build a bit of form of wood, concrete. And if it's man and wife, you build one for the top one, and then it's another one. And the way the one goes through, the other one is put right on top of it. They done dig up the ground and put you in the ground there.
What would you call the you know, the ceremony that happened when he died? So everybody went to his...
To the cemetery, and they had a ceremony over the grave.
What would you call that ceremony, say?
That's what, for an honor, that's all I call it, the ceremony to the grave.
And what about the, you know, you might say his wife and his children were in, what, they were in?
The breed, the family.
And say somebody meets you on the street and says, "Well, how are you today?" If you're just about average, you might say, "Oh, I'm
so-so, fair to middling."
Fair
to middling,
yes.
You was there when he come with his garbage food. He asked me how I was feeling, and Stacia, that's a woman that her husband owns the photographer. I said, the best way to answer that, I could be better and I could be a whole lot worse.
Yeah.
But I don't tell him, I would want more wife than that. So I feel I don't give a damn whether I stay there or not. But I'm wrong in the way I feel, but I can't help it. I can't do nothing. I don't like it. I don't like the damn bit. So in my opinion, like I say, I'm wrong. I ain't worth a damn for nothing. And I'm going to die one of these days anyhow. So what the hell do you say now? Variation? I got something on my mind now. I can't help it. That's where I'm born. The doctor, one of the doctors attended me, one of the hospital in Marsh.
He was coming in
boat here and myself. They owed me $20. And I just found out last week that they owed that to me ever since about the 20th of the month. They said it down there, but I got no check, so I'm waiting till this week. And I may call on Friday to find out about it. Boy, them kind of things bother me. What the hell, if I'm dead, like Stacia tell me what she saw about my sister. Well, I told her. I wonder what my feeling would do, because she's out of suffering. She's been ailing for a long time. And she had a massive heart attack on the 18th this month. But I'm not over it. That's what I'm doing, and I can't help it. I don't go to funerals. I can't. It does me more harm than it would do the dead person good. So why go?
You talked about venous arthritis a while ago. Is that the same thing as rheumatism to you?
No. No. It's a type. But to me, arthritis is more severe. And you take bursitis. That's a type, but oh Christ, it's much worse. It's more crippling.
When you're coming up, you know, sometimes used to children, they get a real severe sore throat and they have some blisters on the inside of the throat. And this disease that causes them to choke to death and to die. What do they call that disease?
Have blisters, you say?
Yeah, on the inside of the throat, you get a real sore throat, and children would choke in the night with it.
I tell you, in my time, I've never heard about that, but just what it was called, I couldn't tell you.